Shelf to signage. An uninvited guest. This must be the home of some well-off shepherd, thought Zack, as he shuffled out of the shower over to the window. He peeked through the shutters and saw that no one had returned during the night. Zack opened the door and took off the sign he had made saying that he was there. No need for that signage now. Zack was leaving shortly. Before he left, he looked to see if there was something to eat. In the refrigerator, there was no shortage of food. It even seemed as if a recent shipment had just been deposited. Everything was fresh and clean, and the shelves were stocked too. Zack sifted through the food and made breakfast. What a great home to have your car break down in front of. He placed some money on the table to pay for what he had eaten. After eating, Zack even picked up the phone and gave his siblings a call. That was not very shrewd, however, and there were soon police headlights flashing at the door. Zack shielded his eyes and opened the door. Because it had been an honest car problem and there were no signposts about the nearest town, he didn't have a shred of fear that the police would not understand his situation. When the police pointed their guns at him and yelled at him not to move, Zack noticed the siege and felt like shrinking. He had been a little short-sighted. Maybe they wouldn't understand. The police quickly shifted around him and placed him under arrest. 5 minutes later, they released him. They had found his note and the money he had placed on the table. While he may not have been very shrewd, Zack's honesty was definitely not a shortcoming.